This week's episode will be brought to you by Royal Blood Designs. Are you looking to start a business adventure and need a modern, stylish, and bold logo to really kickstart your brand? Do you currently have a logo or other design work that could use some revamping to bring it to the 21st century? Well, look no further than Royal Blood Designs, based in Tampa, Florida. They are your end-all, be-all with any kind of design work, from logos, business cards, and letterhead, all the way to album covers and t-shirts. And on a personal note, Royal Blood has been my personal design team for the last few years, and I must say that the customer service is absolutely excellent. They want to make sure you're completely satisfied with your product and will stop at nothing less. Take it from me, gents. Once you use this service, you will never feel the need to go anywhere else. Find them on Instagram by simply searching their name in the search bar, or head over to their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Royal Blood Designs. And lastly, make sure you check out their t-shirt line. These are truly high-quality shirts at a price that will still leave money in your pocket. And you can find these great shirts at royalblooddesigns.spreadshirt.com. Okay, guys, enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Zen of Gentlemen podcast. I'm your host, Dan, just giving you a little preview for episode number 2. Episode's titled Interview 101, in which Chris and myself go into some tips and tricks for interviews to help you get the job, because unfortunately, everybody really does need a job to pay your bills in life. We kind of go off on some divergent paths a little bit, but we kind of come home at the end of it. So, thank you for tuning in and listening.
Welcome to the Zen of Gentlemen podcast. We're your guide to being a perfect gentleman in an imperfect age. This is your source for discovering the gentleman within you. Listen in as we share with you tips to becoming well-groomed, well-mannered, and well-trained in the lost art of virility. Let's take the journey together with your hosts, Chris and Dan.
And welcome back to another episode of the Zen of Gentlemen podcast. I'm your host, Chris, and alongside me here is my compatriot, Daniel.
How's it going today?
And we're having a good time so far. We just want to say thank you real quick to everybody who listens to last week's show. That was a really good show for us. I think we did
it. I really liked it.
Yeah, I learned a lot about you too. So that was kind of the whole point. We hope that you guys got to know us a little bit more in depth. And as a gentleman always does, like we said before, he always introduces himself. So that's what we were trying to portray on that one. So for this week, well, we decided to do something a little bit different. Part of what we're going to be doing on the show is, as we mentioned on last week's show, that we're going to be giving tips on how to be a better man. I'm talking too fast.
Well, kind of a better person in general.
That's probably a better way to say it.
I feel it's universal. I don't think we're trying to exclude people. I think these are kind of lessons to life in general that people can learn a lot from.
That's a great point. And I also think too that, I mean, like you said, it's a universal truth, but also too, it's obviously geared towards men, obviously.
It can also be geared towards women who need to learn what a real man is.
That's what I was trying to say. You son of a bitch. You took it right from me. You took it right from my mouth. Okay. Jesus. Okay. But like, I think that's another thing is too, is another reason we wanted to do this show is I really do think that women have been across so many douchebags and so many guys who, I mean, technically they're men, but like in all the other ways that would make you a man, they lack very much so. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not tooting my own horn, and I don't think we're that type of person to brag, but I think women need to know there are still real men out there, mm-hmm. and that there are still true gentlemen that are willing to be what men are, like, and don't have any problems with that.
I want to touch on a point really quick.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm going to go on a slight rant.
Okay, take it. I can see you starting to huff, man. Take it easy. Take it easy, buddy.
I am a huge fan of history.
As we are. Yeah, as I am as well.
Specifically ancient history. I love the medieval period, the Dark Ages. One thing that really pisses me off is when people say, well, I guess chivalry is dead.
That's such an easy way out.
No. Chivalry was battle conduct. It had nothing. I think there's like one mention of interacting with a woman in the entire code of chivalry.
It was how to conduct yourself on a battlefield.
Like, come on. Okay, I got that out of my system, off my chest. I'm good now.
Seriously, though? Are you good?
Yes, I'm good. Okay.
But, all right, we're getting back to what we were originally trying to do here. Like I said, we're going to be giving you tips on how to be obviously a better, you know, a better man, better person. And this week's show, we're going to dive in to Danny and I have both been supervisors before. We both had to hire people. Mm-hmm. I've had to hire people in my job. Not always worked out.
No doubt.
Yeah. If you guys have known my personal posts on Facebook, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. So for this week's show, we're going to be giving you interview tips for when you're out there looking for that job. And you're, whatever the job is, I mean, it doesn't really matter whether it's a blue-collar job, it's could be a service job, whatever the case may be.
I feel both of us have worked in quite a few different industries.
We have. I was a cook for a long time.
I was in hospitality.
Yeah. I was a cook. I worked at warehouses, you know, things like that. So I kind of know what we're looking for. So I'm going to let Danny take it off on the first one on what he would like to go for, and then we'll kind of just spitball it back and forth.
Probably the biggest one for me, because I've had quite a few management jobs. I was a general manager of a pizzeria, actually.
I was that one of those two. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I
had a
being
lot of
sarcastic.
Yeah. I had a lot of people that came in placing applications, and the first thing that came through the door is how you look. Now, that's not a shallow point that I'm trying
to make.
I don't
think so either. I mean,
if you walk in basketball shorts and a ripped up tank top, and I didn't see you working in the lawn crew, and you ask me for an application, one of two things is going to happen. One, I'm going to say, oh, we're actually fresh out, and our store owner's printing some new ones up. Or I'm going to say, yeah, here you go. And you're going to fill it out, and you're going to walk out the door, and I'm going to throw it in the trash.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Be presentable. Now, I say that to a certain degree because some of you know me. Some of the listeners, I'm sure, know me. I, as I mentioned in the previous one, up till recently, had hair down to my waist. I have a big beard.
Yeah.
I still present myself professionally. If you are a gentleman, especially, because unfortunately we get the worst rap for having long hair, wear it back.
Tie it back. Make sure it's well-groomed, combed,
yes.
Shampooed, clean.
Never go into a place trying to find a job if you're not clean. That's... I feel like we shouldn't have to say that, but I know
there's... unfortunately we do. Like, that's the worst part of it.
Go in. You don't have to dress up, but wear a shirt that has a collar. If you have a polo, wear the polo. If you have a button-up dress shirt, wear that.
I mean, we're not telling you to go if you're trying to be a delivery driver for Pizza Hut or Domino's. Don't go in there wearing a suit. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you're not dressed. You're not, unless you're going to go in there for a general manager position. That's a different story. Mm-hmm. But wear clean clothes. Wear a button-up shirt. It doesn't matter if you're going for a driver job or whatever the case may be, a warehouse job, slacks, button-down shirt, polo, hair's combed, well-kept. Mm-hmm. If you do have a beard, which we both do, mm-hmm. it is, you know, not all bushy and all crazy and doesn't look like, you know, you got wire, a bird's nest on your face. Make sure it's well-groomed. Make sure you're, for another thing is to breath. Brush your teeth. Get in there and brush your teeth. You know, that's what grandma used to say. Mm-hmm. You get in there and you brush your teeth. But I guess the roundabout reason for that would be appearance. Okay,
yes.
And there's something wrong with judging somebody on their appearance, because I'm potentially going to be hiring you to fulfill a service that I'm going to have to project onto other people.
Mm-hmm.
When you go out to a different a customer's home or business, you're representing me. I hired you, and you're representing the company name too. We have a reputation to maintain,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of us work hard to maintain that. Continually work hard to maintain their reputation. So if I send you out and you haven't shaved in a week, I mean, unless you're trying to grow a beard, I understand. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you're normally a clean shaven guy and you're not shaving in a week, you haven't put deodorant on, your uniform's still dirty from the day before, I'm going to tell you to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, I'm going to start questioning how you made it past the interview process.
Mm-hmm.
But when coming in and look for an application, appearances, man, is a big thing. Well, make sure you're not wearing, you know, like you said, basketball shorts and a tank top, slacks, nice shoes. Polo, button-up shirt. You don't have to really wear a tie. A nice collared shirt will do. Hair well kept. You know, beard if you got one. Hair, long hair, like you said, Danny, like you used to have. Tie it back.
I used to.
Take some pride in yourself.
I used to wear mine back with, I think, like 9 hair ties in it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Periodically. Yeah. I just felt it gave a very professional appearance. Because I've always took pride in that fact.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with taking pride in yourself. I think a lot of people don't do that so much anymore, mm-hmm. because they're so used to getting handed things. They're like shocked when they go into a place and they're like, well, no. They get told no, and they're like, well, why not? Well, take a look in the mirror there, chief. Like, what do you expect? Mm-hmm. You know, if any business owner, like if I own my own business, like I'm going to take one look at you and be like, you're not representing me. Mm-hmm. There's no way in hell I'm going to let you do that. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not judging you based on your skin color mm-hmm. or your ethnic background or your religious beliefs. I'm basing on what you're coming in as.
How
you present yourself. So I think definitely appearance is a big thing on that. And then, as you said, the first thing that you notice.
Mm-hmm.
So get your shit together. I mean, that's a lack of a better term.
Yeah.
I guess it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So as being a boss, as I have been, I recently gave up my position as being a field supervisor. I'm happier just not worrying about having 100 worries when I get home. But I have hired people and I have fired people, and definitely firing somebody is definitely not something I like to do. Nobody wants to fire anybody, you know,
mm-hmm.
but, I think the next tip would be, when I'm giving an interview to somebody and you're not listening to me or you're not locking eyes with me, I'm going to think that you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm asking you something, even as Danny and I are talking out right now, I'm looking at him.
See,
we're across the table from each other. So when I'm interviewing you and I'm asking you questions, look me in my eyes. At least pretend like you're listening to me, and that's gonna get you a hell of a lot more along the way than somebody who's kind of just staring off into space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand if you got ADD or some kind of you know, weird brain disorder, but look me in my eyes as I speak, which I'm going to be doing to you, and listen to what I'm saying.
Yes. A lot of people seem to have this weird misconception that if you maintain I've read about it. A lot of people think if you maintain eye contact with someone for more than 9 seconds, you want to be intimate with them or you want to kill them.
No.
I completely disagree with that. When someone talks to me, I look them in the eye.
Like, it happens to me, like, Ethan and I go to – Ethan's my son, for those of those scoring at home. My son and I, who's six, we go out to dinner at least once a week. That's usually my cheat meal mm-hmm. for the week. We go to Chili's. We usually get the same thing every time we go, and it's getting to the point where they know us by first name at our local Chili's. So, but I can't count how many times I've gone in there and I've spoken to the waiter or waitress, and I look at them right in their face, and they are like, I can't believe how I'm not trying to do my own, but I can't believe how you actually look at me when I speak. I'm like, yeah, doesn't everybody do that? Like, no, everybody's just staring face down in the menu and they treat me as some sort of, like,
or in their phone.
Yeah, exactly. Or I remember one girl, I'm good with names. Her name was Nikki, attractive girl. And, I asked her one day, like, I guess they have their little nickname for me at Chili's is Mr. Manners. So
that's a good thing, though.
I'm like, I guess that's a good thing. Right. And she said, you always look at me when I speak instead of being face down in your menu or face down in your phone, and you don't treat me like I'm a servant. You treat me like I'm personal. That's kind of what you are. And like, you ask for my name. Nobody else cares. Like, because you're a person, you have a name for a reason. You know, like, you're not a number to me. You know, you're somebody getting my food, and I don't want you spitting in it. So, like, I want to make, like, you're still a person. You still work hard every day. Mm-hmm. I've been a server myself. It sucks. It's a terrible job. I wouldn't want to do that if my life depended on it.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to treat you as a person because that's who you are, and you deserve my respect.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. And like I said, so a big thing I would say would be look somebody in the eye, listen to them, and respond back with them as actually have a conversation with somebody. Mm-hmm. Because that's, like I said, that's going to get you a hell of a lot farther than it would be just, huh? Oh, yeah. If you're not listening now, you're not going to listen later.
Exactly.
And how are you going to be with customers when they're trying to tell you about what's going on with their situation or if, like, whatever the case may be?
What their order is.
Exactly. Like, their order, or for, like, in my situation, like, if a customer's gotten a problem at his, you know, business, if you're not listening now, you're not going to listen to them. You're going to diagnose the problem wrong, and then we're going to be out there twice as long to fixing your mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, that's not happening. He's not in my house. He's not going to.
I don't think we can understate, and I think we're both going to agree on this one.
You know me pretty well. I'm sure
we will. Importance of a good handshake.
Oh, I'm so glad that you brought that up. I'm so glad. Like, look at my face. I am so glad you brought that up. Like, I don't want to swear as much as I did on the old show, but fuck. Like, that is, if I grab your hand, no, I'm going to let you take this one, Danny. Go ahead.
A good handshake is a good mix of not soft grip and not an overly firm grip. You're not trying to crush the person's hand. Obviously, I'm a larger gentleman. I've lifted weights a lot. I'm 6 foot tall, about 245 pounds. So when I shake someone's hand, to me, I'm not squeezing that hard, and I'm giving a good handshake. Whereas someone who's never touched a weight in their life before, to give me a good firm handshake...
has to squeeze a little bit, but it's still doable. Like, just because you haven't lifted weights before, like, obviously I'm a bigger guy too. I'm about 6'3 and about 245 as well. There's nothing... like, just because we can squeeze each other's hands and not, you know, have to try so hard, it doesn't mean that the guy who's 5'8" and 155 pounds can't do the same thing. I mean, it's not all about squeezing. It's about the position of your hand, right? Like, don't give me a wet towel. Like, if you give me a little bit of hand, like, I don't want to squeeze your fingers. A handshake involves hitting thumbs together.
Yep, it's the webbing of the thumbs.
It's the webbing of the thumbs.
That's the first thing that should meet for a good handshake.
And I honestly, like, and like I said, it's hard not to judge when you're giving somebody an interview, but I mean, that's technically what this is about.
Oh, that's one of the biggest things I judge people on, is how they shake my hand.
When I have an interview and I go up to the guy and I shake his hand, I always introduce myself. Hi, my name is Chris. You know, I'm the field supervisor here. You know, take a seat and I'll shake the man's hand. And if I get like literally like a wet noodle,
it's a negative mark from the start.
You already got a red, you're already minus 10 points. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. Like, be a man, shake my hand.
And another fun one is when they cut you off on the handshake. So they just grab your fingers.
Ugh.
You know what's a fun one to do when people do that? Just drop a curtsy.
Oh, I was like, what are you going to, like, it's like, what am I, the Queen of England?
Yeah,
like,
you curtsy. They don't know what to do.
Yeah, like, it totally just throws them all off. Just handshakes, like, there's, I think it's a big thing. And I'm a member of a fraternal organization where that's a big deal too. Like it's how we greet each other, is a firm handshake. And I'm not saying it's a secret handshake, but it's a firm handshake. And just do it. I mean, if you don't know how to do it properly,
YouTube. You can learn anything on YouTube.
You literally can learn how to do anything on YouTube, as Dan said, and learn, go on there, handshake. And here's another weird tip about YouTube, just to get off on a rant, a verge here. I recently started shaving. Like I said, I have a pretty long beard at this point. But I also have to shave my neck because it just doesn't look right if I don't. I have to shave the back of, you know, back of my neck, and I basically keep my beard sculpted. So I recently stopped using a multi-blade razor and started using a single blade safety razor, something like my grandfather used to use. I actually have my grandfather's shaving mug.
That's so awesome.
And, that I use an old school, you know, bar, not shave soap that fits in that mug. And I got a I don't think it's boar's hair. It's a badger hair. A badger hair brush, soap brush to get lather going. I put it on my neck, and there's a whole big process to it now. But when I first tried it, going from a multi-blade razor, which is, you know, what anybody could use, to a single-blade safety razor, I literally almost cut my head off. And it's a whole, and I'm like, what the hell just happened? I was cut. And I was on vacation with my son in Orlando, and I bought the thing because I've been watching a lot of, you know, reading a lot of articles and watching some videos about it and how much of a better shave it is, which is, there's no comparison whatsoever.
Oh, if I were to ever shave again, I would do that undoubtedly.
Oh, dude, you have to. There's nothing like it.
Well, I don't have to.
You don't have to, I'm saying. But
hopefully,
like,
knock on wood, never have to
so
shave again.
So when I literally, I didn't shave my beard off, obviously, but I shaved my neck, and I was a bloody mess. Like, I looked like I just gotten in, like somebody just tried to slash
my
throat.
You got a... total brain fart. You got a shave from Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, exactly. I literally almost cut my head off. So I was in my hotel room in Orlando with my son while he was taking a nap, and I put my headphones on. I literally watched YouTube on how to shave properly. I watched probably a good 10 or 12 videos and what, you know, different guys do and the different process. And now it's a whole, it starts before I even get in the shower. I mean, it's a whole deal. I have pre-shave oil. I have ointment, which is basically sunflower oil. And I have shave soap. I have to make sure it's warm. I make sure the hair, the brush is warm as well. Make sure the blades are not dull. I check the, you know, I have to empty the blade razor every single time I use it. It's a whole big process. But there's nothing like a single blade safety razor shave. Nothing. Hands down. It's almost like going to the barbershop every single time. The cool part about the shave soap I have, it actually smells like barbershop. It has like that old school smell to it. It's almost like a lemony kind of jasmine and like clean linen sort
That's
of smell.
Cool.
So it's really, really great. And I trust anybody who wants to really get a good shave, look into getting a safety razor. It's Like if you were going to go buy a regular multi-blade razor, it'll probably cost you about 10, 12 bucks. Okay. And you're going to get a couple blades out of
80 for razors.
Exactly. This you can get a really good safety razor for about $20. It'll come with about 5 or 6 blades. That'll last you about 6 months. If you're shaving every day, a single blade will literally last you about 3 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
And most of these, they're high quality stainless steel blades. They're ice forged. Most of them made with, some of them are even platinum coated. I mean, if you get the higher end ones, some of them like you can buy, and here's the thing, you can buy almost 25 razor blades. That'll probably last you a good 2 years, if not longer, for about $20. And that's on the high end. Now, will the shave soap cost you a little bit more and all the other stuff? Yeah. But you're also getting a better shave. You're not going to be getting nicks and cuts all the time if you do it right. And you won't be getting razor burn. I can guarantee you won't get razor burn if you do it right. So, I mean, it just takes some time and some practice to get it down right. But after that, once you get it, you'll know and everything's good. But, I mean, I went off kind of on a rant there. But that's just to tell you.
That can kind of be a good one to go in with here. Because if you are going to be clean shaven, a good clean shave
that's another
is a very important thing.
Exactly. If you're a clean shaven guy and most of the time, which you know, obviously we don't have anything against that because even though we're both bearded gentlemen, a clean shave where it's not all patchy and it looks like you shave that day, shave that day. Mm-hmm. Shave that day. Don't do it the night before unless you got really sensitive skin and you need those lotions to, you know, dial that back down again. Mm-hmm. I totally understand because I do have sensitive skin myself. But shave that day and make sure it's a good shave. Because most gentlemen now can tell the difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying you need to switch hands down to go from your multi-blade. If you're comfortable with your multi-blade and everything's going good, stick with it. But if you ever get an opportunity to try a single blade safety razor blade, just do it. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. It is hands down probably the best shave I ever have. It's, I mean, we're talking baby butt smooth day in and day out. And here's the weird part about it. Like I went on a multi-blade shave, I would probably shave every other day. And it'd be growing back. I haven't shaved in probably 3 days.
Oh, wow. You barely even have any stubble.
Exactly. I can probably go maybe twice a week.
Wow.
Before I was doing probably 3 to 4. And plus I would have to shave in the shower or else I get razor burn. And now I don't have any of that. I bought some sunflower oil, which you can get in the oil section of like Walmart or whatever your grocery store is. And then I bought a couple other, the shave soaps cost, I ordered mine on Etsy. Can you hear that too?
No.
Okay. I ordered mine on Etsy because I believe in giving back to small businesses.
Definitely.
And so I order a lot of my beard products from there as well. So I went on an Etsy shop called Who's the Man Soap, and they got lots of really awesome scents. And I got a thing of shave soap for, like, I think $4. And I got a coupon code for, like, 15% off. So I think with shipping, it cost me about $6. But they do have some shave soaps at Walmart as well. If you look right by where all the razors are, usually there's, like, a middle shelf with, like, where all the aftershave and stuff is, that it's usually right around in there. I think they're just starting now to sell single blade sets there too. So, but either way, you know, I suggest you check out Etsy for if you want to stay, you know, you know, it's all handmade, you know, it's all good stuff.
Check out Etsy. Support American craftsmanship.
Exactly. Go to Etsy. Just anything you want, you possibly want is on there as well.
I may be biased since I'm an Etsy shop owner.
But dude, I spent probably about $60 on my beard in the last couple months on Etsy. But like, I found this one shop that I really, really like, and you've smelled some of the stuff from there, and it's actually pretty amazing. So,
well, this can easily touch because if you are going to be bearded,
oh yeah, okay, I know where you're going.
Do it right.
Go ahead. Yeah,
keep it trimmed. Not that you have to keep it short, but nobody wants a homeless beard.
No, there's a big difference between having a beard and having a homeless beard
and,
or Grizzly Adams beard or something like, you know, something along those lines.
A lot of new beards, so to speak, have this mentality to them that, oh, beard bombs and beard oils and all that stuff is yuppie hipster junk.
It's not.
It is not. Beardruff is a real thing. I say as I scratch my beard.
Yeah.
Beardruff is a real thing. That's the term for dandruff that you get on your beard because your skin dries out, just like the hair on your head.
Because obviously that you're and it also comes from overwashing your beard. So I literally wash my beard maybe once a week.
Yeah.
But I always, when I'm in the shower, I run hot water through it. And when I get done, I also splash cold water through it. And I also use beard oil. You know, I have several different beard oils. I mean, they come in a variety of scents. Like I said, Who's the Man Soap on Etsy. I think she has like 20 of them.
Yeah, you've told me the sense. It's like, wow.
Like, and some of these are like, it's almost like you're wearing cologne, but just on your beard, mm-hmm. and they smell amazing.
And it makes your beard so soft.
Oh my God. It's like, it's crazy. Like, I got one, what was it? The High Noon I told you about. Yeah. That's one of the scents where it was a mixture of leather, gun smoke, and bourbon. Like, that screams man right there. Mm-hmm. I got another one that smelled like the inside of a battleship. And then the one I got now is called Atlas, which is kind of like it's almost like a new age cologne sort of smell, but it's really energizing. It's really invigorating. Mm. And I like to get it like underneath my mustache. I can smell it the rest of the day. And I have a few other ones. I do have some beard balms, but as you said, if you are a bearded man, don't walk in with a Grizzly Adams beard. Don't walk in with a homeless man beard. And I also recommend finding a good barber. If you got a good barber, let them do the trimming for you. Most barber shops, if you just walk in there for a beard trim, you're talking $10. I know at least the one that I go to, which we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think for just a beard trim is about $10. So they'll go in, they'll shape your beard, make sure you're growing it right the right way, and they'll give you tips on how to keep it the way it is. And if you feel like you need to, you know, just trim it a little bit, don't use a trimmer, like a mechanical. Try to use scissors as much as can. But what happens is trimmers mm-hmm. give you dead ends, mm-hmm. or they'll give you uneven ends, and then the beard ends up growing in differently. It'll start turning on you, and then you won't have a great beard. Mm-hmm. You just use scissors, cut it down as much, you know, as much as you would like, but definitely find a good barber. There's that old school barber is starting to come back a lot more, which I'm really a big fan of. And just find a good barber. He'll help you shape it and trim it down and make sure you're growing the beard that you want. But also using those beard balms to keep those. We all have those weird hair days, you know, like it sounds so weird to say, but we all have those weird hair days where, you know, your beard just going to be out of control no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. So stop washing your beard so much. Use a good quality beard wash and conditioner for when you do use it. I do recommend using apple cider vinegar, the raw, unfiltered kind, on your beard at least once a week. You basically just mix a couple tablespoons of that in some lukewarm water and pour it over your face. Let it sit in while you're, you know, washing the rest of your body. And it'll help keep your beard, you know, looking flat and staying low. And, it's just proper maintenance. And, mm-hmm. you know, you do that kind of stuff and your beard will look great. And nobody will think it's just you're some weirdo hipster when you walk into a job interview. Because I know I used to get a lot of crap for my beard. And I'm like, look, I take care of it. Like, my Etsy mm-hmm. account proves that. And like, what happened during this earlier before we started? I got some more beard balm in from Amazon.
Yeah.
From a company that's called All American Gentlemen. They have beard balms and beard oils. The company just starting out. I'm like, I'm glad to help out. You know, it's all American made. It's all organic. And it smells wonderful. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. So kind of getting back to the topic we were on.
I think so.
We digressed a little bit, but it's still kind of relevant.
I think we didn't get off the road. I think we're just on the shoulder a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
We kind of nodded off a little bit.
Yeah, I think we nodded off. We were listening to a podcast and we kind of nodded off.
So what's another tip from you for interviews?
Honesty.
Yeah.
Honesty. If I ask you a question about your previous work history, okay, I'm going to find out because I have to call.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's part of what my owner asked of me, call these places and find out why they left. And technically, they're not allowed to tell me, but be honest and why.
What they are able to tell you is if you would be eligible for rehire.
Exactly. If you think you're eligible for rehire, that's probably where I was getting at with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know.
Yep.
If you think and if I find out that's not the case, then we got something to deal with here.
Mm-hmm.
But just be honest. You know, if I ask you questions, just be honest with me. That's all that I really ask for. Because I don't want you lying to me now, and I especially don't want you lying to me later. If I ask you a question about like, hey, well, why didn't you get this done today? Like, oh, you know, be honest. Like, hey, my back's hurting or something mm-hmm. like that. Or I'm not going to hold that against you. We all have, you know, days where our back hurts, our shoulders hurt, legs hurt. We got a headache. Like, I've been there. You know, Danny, you've been there.
I've been there.
I mean, exactly. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Just be honest with me. Like, mm-hmm. if I ask you about your previous work history or what you did, where you went to school, be honest. I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being honest with somebody.
Like, not one bit.
And everybody seems to think you need to lie and, you know, exaggerate. No, no. I also think that reverts back into your resume. If you are going for a job that's more of a high-end job, I understand, you know, if you're going in for a service position, you might not need a resume unless it's like a management position within that service industry. But have your resume well-typed. Yeah, there's lots of places that will even help you do your resume for you.
Mm-hmm.
Websites will even do it. You can either upload it and a professional resume writer will look at it and tweak things for mm-hmm. a certain amount of money. It's not that much.
Some people who do that on Fiverr.
I was going to say, a great website for that would be Fiverr.com.
That's where we found
our voiceover guy. Our voiceover guy.
Did a fantastic job
of that. Wow. Oh, my goodness. You have to weed some people out there, but we found a really great voiceover guy on Fiverr.com. Anything digital, anything like that, or as far as work, logo design, stuff like that. We had an alternate logo designed as well. Mm-hmm. That from Fiverr.com is spelled Fiverr.com. And basically it's $5. You can go in and type in whatever you want. Like, we basically typed in voiceover, and they have people with videos, and if you like the voice that they're portraying, that's great. You know, you can hire them for $5 and they'll give you a professional quality sounding voiceover. Some do anywhere between 50 words to 150 words for $5. On a previous situation that I was involved in, I had a guy who did beer commercials for Michelob and Amber Bach and all this other stuff. And he charged me, I think he gave me even royalty-free music to use in the background. I think I paid $10 for all of that. And he wrote it. We had a person write our intro, like the wording for the intro for him to read. That was another $5. And okay, that sounded great too. I think I tweaked it a little bit. He read that. I found the music that was royalty free and the voiceover for less than $10. I tipped the guy an extra $5, but because he did such a great job.
He fixed our typo.
We had a typo that he missed. That was our fault, and he missed it. And we went back and he recorded it right away. And usually you get your work anywhere between 24 to usually about 4 days, 24 hours to 4 days. But definitely go check out that stuff as well. Oh, these things are boinky, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the springs on our microphone stand.
The springs on our microphone stands are kind of boing. It's one of those things. So,
I feel bad anyone listening to this that has a sub.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine.
I mean, as if our voices weren't bad enough.
Yeah, right?
One tip that I think would be good is manners.
Manners.
Sir, ma'am. That goes in with the handshake. It goes incredibly far.
I think so, too. I would have to agree 100% on that one. Like, there's nothing wrong with being respectful. Like, it's not even just being respectful towards the person that's interviewing. It's being respectful, having self-respect as well. You have to show your best image to these people because you're going to be representing them. So why not be, appreciative of not only their time, but show them that you actually are a well-fit individual. Sir, ma'am, like you said.
Absolutely.
Unless they tell you not to do that, then don't. And then don't stop doing it. Like, oh, well, call me Jerry or whatever. Like, okay. Or if you don't say sir, if you know their last name, use Mr. Somebody, Mrs. Somebody, whatever the case may be.
It's always better to be more respectful than unrespectful.
I'd rather have them tell me, they only call my dad sir. Like, I'd rather have somebody say that, than be like, oh, okay. I'm not going to call you by your first name unless you tell me otherwise. I'm just not going to. But real quick though, before we're going to get going here, this is going to be a quick show this week. excuse me. One thing I do want to mention is a gentleman by the name of Jackson Bickle. He has an online clothing company called Royal Blood Designs. He also does, business logos and he's a great designer. He did our logo for the Zen of Gentlemen podcast. He did a couple other ones on our old situation that Danny and I were a part of. If you need anything as far as logo redesign, CD covers, t-shirts, this guy can do it all. He's a kid in college. He's working his way through it, and he does absolutely amazing work, and he wants to make sure that you're happy along while you're doing it. I got to give the guy props. I'll tell him my idea. He'll get an idea in his head, and he'll jump back forth ideas, and usually I have my finished product within 24 hours. I mean, he works really, really quick, and if I ever have any changes about anything, we work on it together, and he wants to make sure that you're happy before he sends everything to you. And it's cheap too. I mean, he does certain things, that are, anywhere between $25 and $100. And the $100, I mean, you're getting business card designs, you're getting leatherhead designs, you're getting a complete logo redesign. I mean, the guy will do it all for you.
Wow.
And, he does amazing work. So definitely go check him out on Facebook. Like I said, his name's Jackson Bickle. He's obviously a friend of mine on Facebook, but you can check out his clothing and his design work. If you go to facebook.com, I believe it's Royal Blood Designs. Or just obviously go up to the search bar and just look up for Royal Blood Designs. You'll get to see all that stuff on there. He'll have links to his online store where you get to order his t-shirts. He has sweaters and hoodies and the whole shebang. But mainly his design work. He's done a lot of CD covers for a lot of hip-hop artists lately. He's been, like you said, he did our logos. He's doing a lot of great stuff. And he definitely deserves the credit that we're giving him.
He knocked our logo right on the head. We gave him a rough idea of what we wanted, and it was like...
We gave him literally a rough idea and a couple examples of sort of what we were looking for, and literally within a day or two, he came back, and this is what I got. And we changed a couple things, and like...
Oh, of course, you always tweak things.
We tweaked it very, very minimally, but the idea was there from the get-go. And you can check out our logos out at the Zen of Gentlemen Facebook.com/Zen of Gentlemen Podcast. That's our Facebook handle. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this on iTunes, TuneIn, or Stitcher, go and check out our Facebook page. Give us a like. We're posting updates all the time.
Send
us messages.
If you have a question you want to know about, shoot us a comment or message, and we might even address it on the air.
I think we should address all of them on the air. We get a message saying, hey, look, I'm having problems with this. What do you think we should do? I'm going to read it on the air. I won't say, obviously.
Unless they don't want it.
Unless you don't want it to. We'll ask, obviously, permission first. But I think that's definitely the way to go. So definitely go check us out on Facebook.com/Zen of Gentlemen Podcast. That's all one word. And then obviously go check out Mr. Bickle at Royal Blood Designs at Facebook.com/Royal Blood Designs.
And we're going to be doing this kind of thing to close out our podcast, kind of discussing lists online that we find a bit.
Yeah. I have a problem with saving links on Facebook.
Me too. I found this one, and there's a couple. We can talk about it a little bit.
Sure.
It's an elevator employee.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah. Okay. Compiled a list of some interesting quotes that he's heard, and he works in the elevator at the Goldman Sachs building.
Goldman Sachs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really high-end business place. So I figure that it's a very extensive list.
He's going to pick one.
And it's full. There's 65 full of them. So I figure we'll touch on a few of them.
We should touch on... Let's make it one.
Make it one?
No, let's just do one. I think we could deliberate. We can take a few minutes and go after one. Pick a good one, though.
All right. Let's see. Okay.
Dead air, Danny. That reminds me of that time we sang You Lost That Lovin' Feeling karaoke at Jessica's bar. You remember?
I tried to.
Oh, man. Courtney's got the video of that, doesn't she?
She used to. I think she has a different phone.
I think Jessica might have it still. I'm not quite sure. We'll have to ask her.
Okay. Here's one that I think we can kind of agree with.
Okay.
We're both alternative appearance men. You have a whole plethora of tattoos.
Yes.
I have tattoos and piercings. One quote that he heard was, "Piercings are a liability in a fight."
Yes and no.
I think they are, because you should never assume that your opponent is going to fight honorably.
Very true.
I mean, if you think about it, most people see someone with a big nose ring.
I'm yanking on that bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's not knocking piercings, not saying, oh,
no,
don't get piercings.
No. Just be careful.
I have 5 piercings, 3 of which are on my face.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm not saying not to go get them, but be careful where you put them.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
a lot of ties in with today's episode.
Appearance.
A lot of places won't hire you if you have too many facial piercings.
I don't know what the problem is.
Because I've always taken all mine out for every job I've ever had except for a warehouse position.
That's where your appearance is not as welcomed, or I would say welcome, but...
Necessary.
Necessary. There we go.
Yeah, I have a septum, labrae, and eyebrow.
Okay.
And every job I've ever had, except for the warehouse, I've taken them out.
I think also, too, the people that have, like, those big, are the gauges? Is that the proper term for it?
Gauges, plugs, tunnels. It all depends on the type of gauged ears.
Gauged ears.
As far as I know, the proper term.
I think that's the, if that's not the case, correct me. But gauged ears, I see the people with, like, an inch or more. The only really job you're going to get with that is working at a tattoo shop. Unless you have... Or working like at a Walgreens or something, maybe.
Well, a lot of places are starting to allow them because they're having to.
Yeah, because they don't have a choice.
But even then, they don't get promoted very high in the company.
Like, how can you... Like, I'm not saying... Like, I'm an alternative guy. I have lots of tattoos. I listen to heavy metal, okay? I mean, I listen to lots of things. Heavy metal just means it's one of those things I just love. I also listen to country. I listen to hard rock. I listen to classic rock. I listen to Motown. You know, I grew up listening to the oldies with my folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, no big deal. But I also don't have huge holes in my ears that I can stick my thumb through. I'm just going to tell you right now, that's not going to be something as an employer that I'm going to be I'm sorry.
Overly enthused about.
Yeah, there we go. I'm not going to be happy about overly.
I feel it could be a tiebreaker if it's an on-the-fence situation.
It could be.
At least for me as an interviewer.
I'm going to be like, I don't know. I don't know. It was I can almost put my thumbs through there. Like, I was going to say
we
something.
We got big hands, so that's saying something.
Exactly. I got big hands. Like, so do you. Like, I don't want to be able to put my whole, like, big toe in your ear. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, it's just creepy to me. I don't even like feet to begin with. So, I'm not a feet guy. Like, I've had girlfriends in the past, like, rub my feet. Like, no, I'm not going to. You gonna make it over there, Danny?
Maybe. I'm trying.
You're working on it.
I have to be very careful when I laugh.
Look at, I just want you to look at real something real quick. Look at, see all those spikes?
Yeah, those are all my laughs.
That's all you. And I gotta condense all those.
When you hear me laughing, keep in mind I completely face away from the microphone.
Yeah, he's completely away, and it's still that magnanimous.
I have a booming laugh.
If God were laughing at you, this is what it would sound like. It's very, very, like, magnanimous. That's the best way to say it, magnanimous, which is where the word for Magnavox comes from.
Really?
Yeah, Magnavox, you know, the TV company?
Huh.
That means actually Latin for in a loud voice.
Hmm.
That's what magnanimous means.
The more you know.
Yeah, that's what happens when you study Latin.
Half
for
the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
I studied Latin for 6 years in high school.
I studied Latin for a semester.
It helped me on my, well, not six, it was like middle school and high school because I went to private school. And it helped me out on the SATs, you know, in the English part. That was actually pretty nice. But I couldn't go to college thanks to, you know, a couple other people. Mm. But anyway, so, all right, well, this is going to be what time is it? What time we got? Okay. So we're running in about 40 minutes here on the show, or probably a little bit longer as far as the, with all the other stuff we add on to it.
Yeah.
This is going to be a short show this week. Make sure you, like you said, check us out on facebook.com/ Zen of Gentlemen Podcast. Go ahead and give us a liking. And or thumbing, I guess, on all the pictures.
Ooh, I don't know. That sounds a little. Okay. Maybe not give us a thumbing.
No. Especially after what we just talked about. But go ahead and give us a like on our page. You stay up to date on all of our posts, all of the all the other fun stuff we try to post.
And be sure to post on our timeline. Shoot us emails, messages, questions. We'll get back to you. I mean,
absolutely. We both have the manager app on our phones.
Yeah,
so
that necessary evil.
That's another necessary evil, buddy. It's part of the show. And
it is, but this is fun.
Yeah, I enjoy doing this. This is definitely, like I said, we were in a previous situation where it was more uncomfortable than I think than anything else.
Well,
Danny,
there were four people and you did about 70% of the work.
I would say more like 85% of the work. But
I was trying to make myself seem a little.
I know you. Well, you were there. I mean, obviously, but
I was the other 15.
Yeah, you were the other 15. Nobody else did anything else. But I definitely think this is definitely. I just said that twice already. I think this is something that's going to be working out. It's going to take time.
Oh, of course.
And obviously, like, my patience back then is not what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
As I definitely have my patience level has grown significantly. Mm-hmm. So I know this is not going to happen overnight. I know it's going to take time, and we're going to keep plugging away at it until, you know, we keep getting more and, you know, better and better shows. You know, obviously we're going to start having some guests here up on in the next few weeks.
Got some interesting topics.
Yes.
That we've talked about.
We're going to, like I said, we got some great interviews lined up with some professors from literature and history, local business owners, you know, things like that. So we really got some great stuff in store for you guys, and we hope that you follow us and keep, listening to the show. Each show is only going to get better.
Hopefully.
I mean, we'll try to do our best not to make it suck. Those are my closing words. Like I said, check us out on facebook.com/ Zen of Gentlemen Podcast. Go check out Jackson Bickle and his design work at facebook.com /Royal Blood Designs. Danny, you have any closing remarks?
I just want to thank everybody for listening in, taking your time to listen to us talk, and be sure to tune in next week. We're going to be giving dating tips.
Dating tips, that's what we are.
So that's going to...
The Netflix and chill generation has to go. And
it needs to go far away.
Far away to, like, Saskatchewan and get lost in the wilderness or something.
Hey, don't send it there. I want to go there.
Let's go to Vancouver first where they film the X-Files. Like I said, next week we're going to be talking about dating advice and the Netflix and chill generation that is bestowed upon us. Now, there's anything wrong with it, but hey, gentlemen, don't do that. So we'll talk more about that next week. So thank you guys all for listening.
Thank
and
you very
we'll see you guys all next week. Peace.